Welcome to Lead Magnet Magic. My name is Katie Dunn, aka the CRM Fairy, and today's episode is called Funnels, Funnels Everywhere. It's all about why every interaction in your business should lead people to the next step. Let's talk about it. So this episode is called Funnels, Funnels Everywhere, because it is all about all of the places that your sales funnel should be starting. Because in business, you can think of every interaction as a doorway. If you don't guide someone through it, they might just wander away. So a sales funnel isn't about being pushy. It's about creating a smooth, intentional path that moves people from curious to committed, or from lurker to buyer. So whether it's a comment, a direct message, a website visit, or even a handshake at a networking event, yes, sometimes funnels can start in person. Everything should lead somewhere to more connection, more value, and eventually a clear invitation to actually work with you. So funnels can turn random moments into business momentum. And without them, you're just hoping people that will stick around, which might not happen. With them, you're leading, and leading creates results. So, of course, you may know there are social media funnels. You probably have taken part in them because one is comment to your freebie funnel. So the trigger for a comment to freebie funnel includes somebody being interested in what you have to offer. So they comment on your post about maybe like a free guide or something like that. And the flow of this funnel is they comment, you direct message them or DM them a link to your freebie, like a guide or a checklist, using a short, friendly message. I have heard that Instagram doesn't like when there's a link in your very first message because that's a little too salesy, right? So you can write a message to somebody and then send them a link in the second message. So when they download it, they enter a email nurture sequence, which is like 3 to 5 emails about you, your business, and obviously your free guide. And then the emails build trust, and then you can end that email sequence by offering either a low ticket product or even your high ticket product, inviting them to a discovery call, which leads them down that funnel. Another social media funnel can be a like story funnel. So story pull to offer funnel is what I call this one. The trigger is you have in your Instagram story a poll. That obviously makes sense if it's a pull to offer funnel. And if somebody votes, like you have a question that says, do you want help with or have you experienced blah, blah, blah. And then they write yes or no. Someone votes yes. They obviously are curious about how you could help them. And you want to help those people who say yes. So after they vote yes on your Instagram story poll, you DM them thanking for voting, offering your quick win resource. After they engage with that resource, you invite them to a free 15-minute consultation or a webinar. And then during that call or webinar, you can pitch your service or high-ticket offer. So again, that's a funnel with free things, interactions, and then pitching. You'll see that most of them are similar, right? And then the third social media funnel is the keyword DM funnel. So you can post a reel and you can say, DM me with the word start if you want to learn how to start to blah, 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 whatever you offer, right? Whatever your lead magnet is. So when they DM you the keyword, you can set up an auto reply that sends them a link to a sales page or a free training. And then after they access that page, they're added again to a short nurture sequence where you warm them up and present your full offer or like a limited time bonus, something like that, to entice them to move down that sales funnel. So there are a few non-social media funnels that can happen as well. One is if somebody's on your website, you can offer them like the opt-in can be something fun, like a quiz. So they can take a quiz on your website, like what kind of entrepreneur are you? And then the flow is after they submit their answers, you show them a personalized results page. You can have like three or four results so it doesn't get too crazy on your end. And then offer a freebie related to that quiz or outcome. These can be the same thing if your lead magnet helps every single outcome, I guess. But you could have a few different freebies that you're offering, and this could be a great way to figure out what path the quiz taker should be on. Because I know I have two freebies, but they are sort of for the same person. But if you help four different people, four different avatars, that sort of thing, then you can take a quiz. They can be sent to where they need to go, and then they opt into your email list to get full results or bonus tips, something like that. And then again, the 3 to 5 email nurture sequence, leading them to a workshop or your paid offer. Another one could be a networking event funnel. I don't know the last time I've been to a networking event. They drain me because I'm an introvert. I'm a shy introvert, so there's that. So I don't really love networking events, but I know a lot of people do, especially entrepreneurs. So the trigger is obviously you meet somebody at a networking event. It could be virtual, it could be in person. You exchange info, or you like start following them, they start following you, that sort of thing. Within 24 hours, you can send them a casual email thanking them for connecting and then offer your free resource. If they download your book, you can send a short nurture sequence and introducing your services and inviting them to a discovery call. And then the last non-social media funnel is a blog post funnel. So if you write blogs on your website, or even if you do YouTube videos or something like that, someone reads a blog or watches your YouTube video, and then at the end or in the description, whatever, if you want the free template checklist that goes with this post, then sign up here. They enter their email, they download it, you send a short email series with more related tips. And then at the end of that email sequence, you invite them to book your strategy session or buy your products. So as you can see, a lot of these are similar. So I did call these mini funnels because it's like something that happens and then like a short email sequence and then the ask. So, and then you can have mini funnels everywhere. That's why I called this episode Funnels, Funnels Everywhere, because I think you should have many funnels that lead to your high ticket offer or service. So anyway, the other similarities within these mini funnels is they start with a small action from the lead. So you ask somebody to comment, DM, take a quiz, read a blog, start a conversation, that sort of thing. And then you immediately offer something of value. So your freebie, your resource, your training, your audit, all the things. They all collect a way to keep in touch. It's mostly email, especially as a digital entrepreneur, but it's occasionally a booked call if you do that right away. Then they use the short nurture sequence to warm up the lead. Again, that's typically 3 to 5 or 7 emails or touches, depending on how detailed you get with the lead magnet, with the about you stuff, and then the about them stuff. And then they all lead into the clear next step. So the low ticket sale, the free call, the high ticket sale, that sort of thing. So there are a few differences between these funnels, though. Namely, like all the Instagram funnels and all the website funnels. I don't know why I'm doing that. Okay. So the environment of an Instagram funnel, obviously social, fast-paced, informal. And then the environment of your website, it's more intentional or passive, because they obviously have to come to you before they get the lead magnet that you're offering on your website. How the lead finds you. On Instagram, they're actively scrolling and engaging, or they see an ad of yours. On a website, they're searching for specific information, attending events, or they're referred to by somebody else. the lead's intent on Instagram, maybe casual curiosity at first. If they're on your blog, though, or your website, there's a higher intent because they're actually seeking you out, reading, networking, researching, that sort of thing. Delivering value on Instagram is often through DM or links sharing. Through your website, it's through landing pages, emails, or conversation follow-ups. The pace on Instagram is fast because people expect quick responses and they're obviously scrolling and scrolling. They might forget about you quickly, so you want to get to them quickly as well. On your website, it could be slower. People expect a thoughtful follow-up, like a weekly newsletter, that sort of thing. The follow-up style on Instagram is friendly and conversational. On your website, you should still be friendly, right? But it could be more professional or structured. And then automation potential, that's high for both of these, actually. So on Instagram, you could do DM automations, chatbots, that sort of thing. And on your website, email automations, CRM follow-ups, that sort of thing. You should always have automations because it makes your life so much easier. So in short, Instagram funnels work better for quick, low-pressure offers that feel natural in a conversation. You want to be social on social media? That's also my goal for 2025. And then a website and networking funnel work better when you want people to spend a little more time thinking and taking action. So, which funnel should you use? All of them, like I said, mini funnels everywhere, funnels everywhere. But if your goal is to build your list quickly, meaning you want more volume than depth, a Instagram DM funnel, a story poll funnel, or a comment to freebie funnel, aka the Instagram funnels, will work better because the quick interactions on social media are great. You can get lots of leads fast, especially if you're doing an ad. And then the like comment start to get my freebie to blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's such an easy thing for somebody to do because they're already there watching your video or reading your post. So you can get a lot of leads, even if they aren't super warm yet, because people could just comment whenever they want, right? And they're perfect if you're offering freebies, low ticket products, or want to retarget somebody later. So if your goal is higher intent leads, meaning more depth than volume, website quiz funnel and blog post funnel with content upgrade work better because someone taking a quiz or reading a blog post is already curious, already investing time, already on your website. They're more likely to actually open emails and book calls because they're not just like a fleeting comment. They are actually signing up for your lead magnet. They want it. So this is perfect for mid to high ticket offers like services, coaching, or consulting. And then if your goal is to build trust quickly and personally, then networking event funnels and then like a referral word of mouth funnel work very well because there's real world connection, which is like an instant trust factor. You're actually meeting someone and shaking their hand. Leads are warmer because they were recommended to you or they actually met you in person. So this is perfect for one-on-one services, consulting, or personalized high-touch programs. I don't know why I do that. Talk with my hands. I'm half Italian. Okay. So if you are selling freebies, templates, mini products, then you should choose an Instagram or blog funnel. If you're selling services, coaching, or high-ticket offers, a website or networking funnel might work well for you. If you're eventually selling memberships or courses, a quiz funnel or blog funnel could be a good start. And if you're selling VIP one-on-one spots, then a networking or referral funnel will work best. And if you are curious, my two funnels, which is sort of like just the start of the funnel is different, and then the email nurture sequence can be the same, and then the big ticket offer is also the same. But mine are my Magic Pumpkin method and my free lead magnet audit. So my Magic Pumpkin method is a super short 5-minute video about how to think about your lead magnet. It is all about like the first step and being super specific and super small with your lead magnet. If you would like to watch that, go ahead to the CRM Fairy slash Magic Pumpkin and you can watch it. Again, it's 5 minutes. And that's a good lead magnet because it's actually me talking to you. So I can sort of sell that anywhere, like even on Instagram or through a website. And then people will get to know me within that 5 minutes and think, oh, I like this girl, or oh, I hate her voice. I'm not gonna ever listen to her again. Or my other freebie is a lead magnet audit. So that is more in depth. It's obviously more work for me because Magic Pumpkin I've already made. Lead magnet audit, I have people fill out a little questionnaire about what their lead magnet is, what their business is, what their eventual offer is going to be. And then I dive into their website. I look at the sales page to see if it aligns with the lead magnet. And then I give a, I guess, a sort of in-depth email back to them saying what I would change and what I think of their lead magnet. Because I often download it as well and really get into it, unless it's like a free consultation or something like that. Yeah, so those are my two freebies, if you will. And then they lead to my email sequence, which I think is like six emails. And it's all about, did you get the freebie? Did you see this part of the freebie? Do you know this about me? Do you know this about you? That sort of thing. And then, yeah, it leads to my offers, like the freebie formula and Love Thy List. So, if you want any information on those, links will be in the description. Everything is on thecrmfairy.com if you are interested. All right. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Lead Magnet Magic. Again, subscribe wherever you get podcasts or on my YouTube channel because I post Lead Magnet Magic every other week and then a YouTube video that's like more visual, I suppose, every other week. All right. So, hope this was helpful. Leave any comments that you may have, and I'll get back to you. Thanks so much for watching and/or listening. Have a very productive day.